Israel has announced the establishment of an 18-mile buffer zone along the border between Israel and the West Bank. No one will be allowed to enter the area except those who live there. Israel's government says the move is designed to prevent suicide bombers from entering Israel. The Palestinians have criticized the move, calling it an all-out assault. NPR's Guy Raz is in Jerusalem. When does this begin, Guy?
Well, Bob, the Israeli government's saying it's going to be completed within about a week. Now, this is a plan that's been floating around here for some time. The Palestinians are accusing the Israelis of taking advantage of the crisis in the United States. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat yesterday said that Israel is now using a, quote, window of opportunity to undermine the Palestinian Authority. And actually, less than a month ago, Israel's cabinet vetoed a similar proposal. But the Israelis are insisting the measures necessary to keep potential suicide bombers out of Israel proper. That buffer zone is going to extend from the northern West Bank village of Jenin, 18 miles south to Tulkarem. The Israelis say those villages are centers of militant Palestinian groups that have carried out attacks against Israel. Now, Palestinians living east of that buffer zone will be prohibited from entering the strip, and only people who live inside the area will be allowed to move in and out with restrictions. But we still don't know how wide that zone will be.
Now, Prime Minister Sharon has pledged to end incursions into Palestinian territory and permit a meeting between Foreign Minister Peres and Palestinian leader Arafat if the Palestinians observe a 48-hour ceasefire.
Yes, that's right. In a speech to Parliament yesterday, Sharon made that announcement. Sharon offered the proposal while an incursion was taking place at the same time. Israeli tanks and helicopters launched an assault on the Palestinian town of Ramallah for several hours on Sunday. An Israeli army spokesman said the attack was in retaliation for the killing of an Israeli Jew just outside Jerusalem on Saturday night. The Israeli forces had targeted a Palestinian police station and an intelligence office. At least one Palestinian civilian was killed and one Israeli soldier was killed in the clashes.
Has Arafat accepted the ceasefire offer?
Well, as you know, there have been so many ceasefire declarations broken by both sides since the Palestinian uprising began last year. Arafat is saying that the Palestinian Authority is always prepared to talk, but for them the issue remains the settlements. The Palestinian leadership insists that so long as Israeli settlements continue in the West Bank and Gaza, they can expect attacks against Israelis to continue. Now, Israel's left-leaning Foreign Minister Shimon Peres was meant to meet with Arafat yesterday, but the hardline Prime Minister here, Ariel Sharon, blocked that meeting. He was saying it would give legitimacy to Arafat, whom Sharon has compared to Saudi militant Osama bin Laden. Now, according to some reports out of the United States, that was a comment that upset the Bush administration and also Foreign Minister Peres. Newspapers here are saying it's only a matter of time before Peres leaves the National Unity government. The Bush administration has been pushing Sharon to allow the meeting. They hope to use the recent attacks in the U.S. as an opportunity to revive the Middle East peace process.
Sharon has offered to help the U.S. fight terrorism. Is that offer likely to be accepted?
We don't know yet if that offer will be accepted, but several Israeli politicians are calling on the Prime Minister here to lay low. They fear that Israel could be a spoiler in creating a multinational coalition to fight organized terrorist groups, as the United States is hoping to do. And of course, the U.S. is hoping to get Islamic and Arab countries on board in that fight.
NPR's Guy Raz in Jerusalem.